Simon Tuf Nun He Sif Dalit Mayim Shalalonu Shinispat Luchad Betray the Mayim Shalonu Loshin Behem. So if the majority of the water is Mayim Shalonu, even though there's a minority of water which is not Mayim Shalonu, that's also acceptable. Sivkat Lamed Ches Chad Betray. You don't need exactly the ratio of the Meshulchan Aruch would be 2/3 and 1/3. You don't need that. As long as the Mayim Shalonu is the majority. Because what happens when the majority of the water is Sinan, what happens is the rest of it cools off. It's not only in the case of a bit of yeah, but even the chadchila, the person will allow to go mix it together to he has maim shalonu, and it's not enough, he can add in some other water as long as it's a mute and use it for the purpose of baking. Okay. Loshen behem. So you use it for to make the dough. Madavka emisarav hamayim kadem halisha benispatlu. This all works if first you mix the water, and then after you mix the water, you add the flour. Avlitim beisa chad betray b'mayim shalonu is aser. So you already have the dough, and you want to add in some water, which is. Even though it's a roiv of the mayim shalonu, there's a miyut of mayim shalonu. Whereas over here, we're saying that there's the case where you did it beforehand, so the water which is not lonu cools off due to the water which is mayim shalonu. In the case the mayim shalonu has been added into the dough, and then you want to add some other water, there's nothing to cool that other water off. The dough doesn't do that. Okay, and he says even b'di'evid, maybe b'mezid that it should be osur. Now, why does he say case of mezid? Ramo already said if a person uses mayim shalalonu, b'shoge, we're going to be matir. So based on that argument, so obviously, in the case of shoge, this whole halacha wouldn't be applicable. Right, where is that one more? Here we have the end of Siftal, instead of Gimel. But Losh B'mayim Shalalonu was kosher. Right? Ma'aseh B'di'evad is kosher as long as you know that it wasn't these chametz. So we just had that in the Sif Gimel. So we're saying now that we can't discuss a case of Shogeg over here. He thought it was mutter to add this other water, so it's not any worse than doing the whole thing with Mayim Shalalonu. But in case of Mezid, we were not matter, so we're also maybe we're not going to be matter.
So if it's mutter the shogeg, that means it's not considered chametz. So why is it us, or does it make it knas?
If it's mutter b'shogeg, we're saying as long as you saw that it wasn't his chametz, you can rely on that. But chachila, the correct procedure to do it is not to minimize the potential for chametz by using this colder water. Therefore, in a case where a person did it b'mezid, the same way the Ramah said before, mayim shalot and mayim. In Sif Gimel, if a person used Mayim Shalalonu, we say that it's Osir. Right? There are some who say that the case of Mayim. He brought three shittas. One say B'di'evad it's Osir, some say B'di'evad it's Mutter, some say B'case of Shogeg it's Mutter. And. means, yes, we're assuming that since you oversaw it, but that is acceptable, that you did something which is also to do, so that raises the level of chashash, at least we're not going to be matter for you to use it.
What?
I mean, you have to send the whole concept mayim shalonu. I mean, mimonoshach. If you see it rising, you see it rising. You don't see it rising, you don't see it rising. So what's the word? Teretz says we have a responsibility to do it in a way lechadchila where we don't have any issues. And that responsibility lechadchila, because it means even we're afraid it might not necessarily be visible. So in the case of a shagi, we said, listen, the person didn't realize. So have no reason to blame him for the fact the way he did it. So only issue that maybe it was chometz, you know, but yeah, it will be said, and the fact that he didn't say any chometz, I can rely on it. In a case where a person should not have done it, knew he was not doing something wrong, saying you're not taking the whole responsibility of the chimutz issue proper. You still have the responsibility not to get into that situation. So we're not going to let you use such matzah. So it's more than a kanaz. It's like, you know, you're irresponsible. That's irresponsible matzah as far as you're concerned. Okay, hey, noyim shalitein melech b'matzah. You don't put salt in the flour. When nochad adaver, that is proper. So we don't know what type of impact it will have on the dough and the water. It might cause it to heat up more quickly. Fill a b'di'evad yesh lesser. And even a b'di'evad, if there's salt in the dough, it's awesome.
It's strange, isn't it? The Mechaber is talking about minhag, and Ramah's talking about something that's awesome. It doesn't seem to go together.
The reason why we have a minhag is because there's an opinion which holds that salt is a problem. So we've undertaken that minhag because of that opinion. So it's so the Ramah is saying, well, if the minhag is to be, take that opinion into consideration, so the minhag will continue to tell you that you can't use it.
Right. Or you read it in Sifta.
But you're right. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon of a nochan adaber doesn't sound like b'di evad, it's aser. That much, I think that's correct. Right. We're in Sif Hei now.
What can we
even see? Sif Tal. Okay. Sif Katan Mem.
One part of water that didn't stay overnight into two parts of water that stayed overnight.
Correct. Some say that it's a problem because the salt heats up the water, therefore the chimitz process is accelerated. So you shouldn't put salt in matzah. Hanukkah, if you were talking about before baking, you're talking about in the dough. Okay. If it's totally baked already, you can take some salt water, smear it on the front, put it back in the oven, and it bakes in and it has a nice salty flavor. That would be mutter. But for the matzah, which is used for the mitzvah, so it's like a matzah shira type of a thing. You're now adding like another element of flavor which wasn't there before, wasn't in the basic minimal matzah. So it might be a matzah shira problem. The Ramah says it's a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Mem Beis. V'ayin b'achronim shiskimu. The Nosim bo ma'at melach. Offer some miyat. You put a little bit of salt in, and then you baked it immediately. Tahino look at Shar Matzah, the Cameron who Shaysik, Ushasking about Biadayim, and Amenichim and Hachmans. It wasn't that you put in salt, then you continue to work the dough, relying on the principle, as long as you're working the dough, it doesn't become chametz. No, the person actually baked it immediately. So in that situation, there was no time for the salt to affect the water or affect the dough. So that situation, bidi yevet it's mutter. Nesar bidi yevet. Because you baked it immediately. The salt, told the samayim, which is produced from the sea, from taking that which occurs naturally out of the sea, or a person would actually desalinate, or the other way around, I guess, salinate, whatever you call it. He would evaporate the water and have the salt remain behind. Maybe it just functions like water. It's a total of mind, so it functions like water. So if it's like water, so it doesn't not machmet. It wasn't, however, b'di'evet is aser. The pichodesh chalik b'sever sifkat memgil. The only hachem b'di'evet b'mat melech. The fact that there's some salt there is not a problem. The situation was a situation of shergeg, so you rely on the picharish. We already saw before that there was a shita which said that even if it's maim shalolanu, right? In the case of shogeg b'di'evet, it's mutter. So this is not getting worse than that. Even Ramo agrees that we're not choshes that it's chomet to the point of the serve of hanoa or by Rabbi Motze. Just like in regards to achila, we're more machber, where we're concerned. I'm going to point one thing. The Mishnah Berurah mentions the case of the water, the salt which we get from the sea. It's told us Shemayim. The problem which we have with salt, the reason why salt, where Mechashim salt is more, is going to cause chimus, is because salt is like May Paris. We know maperis, when you add them with water, they increase the chemis process. But salt, which is derived from water, is not maperis. It's mayim. So it doesn't have that problem. Okay, sif vav. Losh hamatzah. Person made the dough. And then he mixed in beketzach b'shum shemein u'b'minei tavlin, different types of seeds which were minig Ashkenazim. There's a problem kitnius. For Svaradim, there's no problem with kitnius. So if there's no problem with kitnius, so you mix these other things in, so is it a kosher matzah to use? So you mix in over here the ketzach, which is usually translated as I think that's like the, what do you call those seeds? Caraway seeds. Okay. Or b'shum shemin, or with sesame seeds, with many tablets and other types of spices. Sheira, the matzah is all kosher. Kima sheyesh b'tam matzah, as long as it tastes like matzah. Kamokam ein litam motavlin pishu chad u'mecham amisa. We should not put dough we should not put spices into the dough, because spices, by their nature, have a strong flavor to them, and they cause they have a sharpness, and they cause the heat to increase in the dough. Pilpul and afilu b'diavad is also. If a peppercorn fell in, even b'diavad is also. If Sid that's some fresh prepared like the lime the lime that you use, like a limestone, the lime. So the sid, which you're using to, normally used for painting things, you mix it with water and it's been made to paint. So that fell into the matzah. Yeshiva Machmer. So cut mendal b'ketza, kimmel b'loshen Ashkenaz. That's some type of a seed. Sheir. So loch is, it's still kosher. Kimmel the b'loshen damashah, the filu, ein bo rak, k'das d'echilis pras. So if the total item now with the spices mixed in is only the size of Echilis Pras, it tastes like matzah. Your yotz, even though you know that some of the volume is made up of the the spices which are mixed in. I'm Rikhadish among the Ramsha Dyson Sarklechel, Kolachilis Pras, Kadeshia Bazak, Kazayas Matzachutz Metavlin. The answer is, you have to eat more. It's how much more? He says, well, you know, if you ate the whole time of the Kadeshia Pras, you definitely ate enough. Because if you're saying that even that you can't rely on, so then the whole thing is not worthless. So the shear of the relationship has to be majority of the kosher grain. So even though it has other things mixed in, as long as the majority of the kosher. Sorry, from a kosher my mind's not getting over here. One second. If you mix wheat with other minim, so you need rye should be from the min which is kosher. It's the same thing over here. You have the rye which is from the min which is kosher. It has some spices in it. It's not matzah shira. And so I should eat it. Even though you have spices and you can use it, it's not considered matzah shira. Therefore, you can't eat it at Pesach. Some say that it's not true. Since it has spices in it, it's considered not like matzah shira. It's not a problem with chimutz.
Then you have to eat it at Pesach.
Sibri in the second minute says that it is a problem of matzah shira, that since it's fancy flavors, etc., that's not matzah, that's not lechemoyni, that's fancy matzah. So you can't use it for the first 2 nights of Pesach, and Rishabur says you should be machmer on that. Even though B'riyeva will tell you it's mutter, but chachi you don't do it. Pilpulin. Pilkarit echod, oisir kol isa chomitz. Chayin ma'at sid. So, even one peppercorn would make the whole thing chomitz. It was needed in. So you say, but even if it's a problem, that's talking about where it was mixed in. But if it fell onto the dough, it wasn't intended to mix in, so you just remove it and you're fine. Yeah. If it fell on top, just remove it. Usher. So he said, people in the Imbiri evidence. Usher, Hanab Achila, Bolivano. Again, it's only, all these things are only Usher Bechila, not Behano. Mizangevil, Dino Kipilpulin. Mizangevil is usually translated as ginger. Negalach, I don't know exactly what Negalach are. Right, so I'm not sure exactly what his character is. Saffron. V'yashermen luchu many tabim chutz v'pelpulin v'sid mutar b'diavad filach achila. So some say that the same way you have a problem with pilpulin, the achila is also b'diavad, it's also. So other species also. The first opinion said no, that these, that's specifically a concern with these types of items. But what we'd use, there's no concern, there's nothing wrong with the fact that it's mixed in. Not only is it mutter b'ano, it's even mutter to eat. No, and sid. Hanu sidcha, it's some fresh whitewash. I was sitcha because of shekwan is yabish and he's kasha kevin. You put the whitewash on the wall and eventually it dries out and becomes like part of the wall. Near posha deno, so that will not impact the situation. But so. Right. So it's not going to cause a problem. That's tough to involve, okay. Shir kamas lishas and matzahs. So, we don't want to make too big of a dough at one time, because we're saying the whole heter of the dough is that the person's constantly working the dough, that prevents the chimas process. Obviously, from a very extremely large amount of dough, that's not going to be true. From a smaller amount of dough, that was going to be true. But, you know, you could say, big thing, he's working over here, that part's not being affected. You know, you don't have the same, but it's a smaller amount. You can't rely on that. So what's the shear which Chazal permitted? In Lashon, the Pesach, Isa Gadolah Mishir Chala. The dough you're making should not be larger than the amount which is Chayv in the Mitzvah Chala. So you figure out what's the Chayv in the Mitzvah Chala. That's your shear. That it shouldn't be, again, it should not be larger than the amount of flour you need, the amount of dough you make to be chayv in the mitzvah challah, and that, so that minimal amount is the amount that you would make for matzahs at a shot. How much is the shir challah? Arboyim v'sholosh beyim v'chamish beya benanim who is sorry. The shir is 43.2 eggs. It's arboyim b'sholish bay v'chamish bay 1/5. So it's 43.2. Isurin, and that amount is also referred to in the Torah as what's called an isurin or asir seifa. This is how you calculate the amounts. So imalikli maim, you fill up a container with a lot of water. Yarmaim imenu lekli acher, and you put it into a second keli. Lekli amachzik oisam, he amidu lamaloshim ekemach. You have the amount of this volume wise. I skipped a line. Oh, thank you. Then you put in 43 eggs. So the water, when you put them in, they're going to displace the water. Reacted by Mayim She'er Mimenu. Mayim She'ivosu Gitnim B'Kli Acher. So you have another container there to catch the overflow, and as the water comes out, that is equivalent to an egg. Each time you put an egg in, water comes out, the equivalent of an egg displaces the water, and that happens 43 times.
So what is that for?
We're trying to measure how much is the shir chala, how much is the amount of dough that a person is chayv in the midst of challah. So we said this, the shir challah, we know that the halacha says that 43 eggs. How do you translate 43 eggs into volume? Equivalent to that. So you take a kli, which is empty, and put it in such a way that it will be overflow with this water into the kli, and then you take the kli, which is totally full, and you start adding eggs. And each egg displaces some of the water into this other kli. Now you know that kli is, the second kli is full of the amount of water, which is equivalent in volume to 43 eggs. And that's it. So you're good to go. 43.2, okay. The shear of a, like this, the pasuk says arisa sechem by chalav. Arisa is a dough. Chazal darshan kerei arisa sechem. The bits of it was spoke about in the midbar, compared with the amount of the arisa, the amount you would process. Well, how much would you process? You'd process, each person got an omer's worth every day. Each person, we say the processing for a person would be an arm's worth. So once we know that the amount of shir chala is the size of an omer, based on the pasuk arisa sechem, the amount of your dough, we just have to figure out how many eggs are in an omer. So an omer is the pasuk says it's in a tenth of an eifa. Okay, so you figure out how many are in an eifa, you divide it by 10, and you have, so how many are in an eifa? There's 432 in an eifa. If you want, see if I can remember all the calculations. There are 4 bayim in a lug. There's 6 bayim in a lug. There's 4 lug in a kav. So that's 24 bayim in a kav. There are 6 cabin in a saw, so that's 24 times 6, which is 144. Then, now you're talking about a saw. Then Eifa is 30 saw, So this is 1/10 of this 3 saw. So 3 times 144 is 432. That's so 1/10 of that is, so that's an eifa. So a serious eifa. I'm sorry, no. So an eifa is 3. An eifa is 3 saw. So eifa is 3 saw. So this is 3 saw, 432 beim. 1/10 of that is 43.2 beim. But the way you measure for the volume of that is by displacement. As a ma'am sherry menu, the water which pours out, then the water which remains, you pour out. You don't want to, because that's not that water. It's not relevant to you. And the water which pours out, the clear machzik oisam who amida the maloisam mekemach. So kli which would hold that amount of water, that's the volume of the amount of flour a person needs to be chayv and chalav. Vamida mechulka v'lo gedusha. This measurement is done with leveling it off on top and not a heaping. It's not a heaping measurement. Mishiur mekemach chita mitzris. Chomesh meyos ve'esrim dram mitzriim bekerev. If you measure in the Egyptian wheat, this is a Rambam actually. No, I'm sorry, this is a Rashba. It's 520 drams, approximately. Well, yichlok ha-kemach b'midah, you don't press in the kemach. It's not going to mix well. It's not going to knead well. So you should say you're doing l'shem mitzvah. So we do for matzah the minimum amount which would be chayv and challah, and this is an amount which we feel chomer felt that a person can handle and process one time properly without allowing it to become chametz. So the Mishabur in Lashon, Pishashira Chachamah Sha'esek Mishadom Echod Misasik B'yodei B'yisa B'lisha V'aricha Enem Atzila Michimus Kashi Gadoela B'yoyser Me'ashir Muzgerkam. One person working the dough can't work all of the dough enough properly to prevent chimutz if it's larger than this amount. V'yishayna Yadar Mespikus Lisasik Bo Mikol Tzedeh. It's so large, you can't. Your hands can't get to every single spot quickly enough to prevent chimbutz. Avayim shalosh beim, kamo sheheim im klipas. We measure them, the eggs with the shells. The volume is measured with the content of the egg and the shell also, which obviously that's what we're measuring over here. Shishar, so you measure it by displacements. You don't do it by weight. We don't use weight as the weight to. It's amount of a volume, not amount of weight, because the different weights of the different items are not the same. The weight of the specific gravity of wheat might be different than the specific gravity of barley. So the weights, but the volume is always going to be the same. Kasachanim shushir gimel kvort. The erech. It's approximately 3 quarts. Well, Yitzchak, he said, you don't push the kamach into the mida. Hainu af im kamus hakamach enu masik el yisor en apochus mizet. Even if the amount of the flour is less than any sort, it would fit in less than any sort. So you're measuring this flour of this amount, so you've figured out the size of your kli. Now you use that kli as your, so you press it in, later on when you add the water, it's caked. It doesn't really totally become mixed together. Meanwhile, there's some unbaked flour in there, which when you put it later on into foods, etc., it'll become chametz. Even the repizer kederach shemoidin limker filanich yada alakemach en nachal chatchila. I'm not sure what the word pizer means. Pizer just means spreading it out. I'm not sure exactly what that picture exactly what that looked like. The point is, you sell it. You know, it's still, you know, the regular way it is. Instead of packed in, it's loose. Like when you're normally measuring it to sell. I'm not sure why a person wants to do that. You should say show us the same mitzvah. Behind the commandments in top samach, Mishaburas of Cotton Bays, that do we say that the Amira is an accurate? Do you need a mirror or just Mashav is enough? That's probably what he's talking about. They say Sif Bays, Mishav Cotton Bays. I'm not sure what he wants over there. Okay, let's hold it here.